Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Namek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Namek. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Finney reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Namek covering, for the out. Finney scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath bunts towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to third. Tabor moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Tabor scores. Desautels moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale pinch hits for Mike Namek. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Allen now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cronin bunts between the mound and first base. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cronin for the out. Williams moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr is walked intentionally. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tabor hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Desautels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Fox scores. Doerr moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0 for 1 in the game. Mac hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mac moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr catches it and throws to first to double up Boudreau. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grove moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. There goes Grove. The throw from Hemsley and Grove is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Cronin bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley scoops up the ball and tags Cronin for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Fox steals second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Keltner applying the tag. Doerr moves to second. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Herb Hash now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hash fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hash bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to second. One out. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Desautels scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mack scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.